You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I am so pumped. Today is the last and the final part of your success depends on how well you're going to sleep and get your rest. God's designed you for success. Success is what you get when we trust God, follow God, operate in the wisdom of God. And part of that is getting good rest. Today, we're going to be talking about solutions to getting good rest. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello. Who would have thunk it, huh?
Yes.
For so long, we've been thinking that, you know, I can hack through this. I can do it on 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep because we have to work and perform. And I get that. I mean, if you're a solutionist, if you're a business owner, you're a high achiever, that's what you do. You grind it out. You work. You don't want to give up. It's hard to go to bed when you're just on the verge of solving a problem or helping so many people. We understand that. Yeah. But what we found out is that it's counterproductive. According to the Dr. Matthew Walker, who's the author of the book, Why We Sleep, who's educating us on the importance and the power of this quality rest and all the things it does, not only for us to be creative, to have these aha moments, to have these, you know, witty inventions, if you will, and solutions, but also how it rejuvenates our body and how our brain starts to help, you know, sift through our memories and dumps stuff that needs to be dumped and our body's releasing proteins. I mean, it's amazing what happens when you sleep. God made us, you know, wonderful creation here.
Yeah, I love the word solutionist.
Yeah, because, no doubt. I mean,
some people say you're the solutionist, but the truth is, if you want to get promoted, if you want to be the one that wins, if you want to be the one that succeeds, you're going to be the one with the solution. Yeah. And one way to be the solutionist, I like that word, solutionist, is to actually operate in the principles how God's designed you to function. And one of those ways we're talking about in this three-part, final part series today is getting sleep. It's a powerful thing. I mean, proteins, I think about proteins. We talked about in the last program where when you sleep, your brain flushes proteins. But I know if you wear contacts, what they tell you is you have to clean your contacts lens out because proteins get attached to your contact lens and you won't be able to see. It could cause problems with your eye. So when you're soaking in the solution and you're putting it overnight to get its sleep in that solution, the proteins come off. But guess what? If you don't go to sleep at night, then the proteins build up on your brain the same way, I guess in a similar way, according to what Dr. Walker's talking
Matthew Walker.
On your brain. And you think, that's not a good thing.
No.
That's literally like trash and stuff that needs to be washed out.
When you think
of
sleep, you're actually thinking of what? What's happening? Your body's resting.
Yeah.
Your mind is resting.
It's fouling thoughts away.
Yeah. You're at a place of rest. Well, even God, who created the world and man in 6 days, took the seventh day for rest.
Even God.
So who are we to think that we can push past, you know, what God has designed and created in our bodies
for? But then you think, okay, well, he's God. But wait a minute. He sends his son who came in the likeness of us.
Come on.
But yeah, he was all God, all man, born of a woman. So he could demonstrate to us what it's like to walk as us, but yet be all God. And guess what Jesus did? That's what we're talking about. He slept.
Yeah.
He slept.
In the boat.
He slept in the boat, but he slept every, you know, he slept during the night. I mean, he slept. I mean, here, think about this. We have issues, we have problems, things going on. This is the one who created the universe, is holding all things together. He's the one giving people the breath that they could use to come against him, the energy they could use to plot against him, the reality that he's going to be paying the price on the cross for all mankind for our sin. But yet, in his body, in his natural body, the body that we've been given, he knew to sleep. How can you do that? Because he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
Man,
when you're thinking you're the judge in the life, you're judging folks, and you're thinking it has to be, you're stressed out. You're thinking all this different stuff because you're entrusting yourself. But Jesus cried out to the one who could save him. Even though he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, crying out to the Father who he entrusted his life with. He entrusted eternity. He trusted the one who actually could save him and give him life, even when death followed, because his Father, our Father, if you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, raised him from the dead. And so it's having that ultimate trust. The best sleep you have in life, when you think about it, when you're just a baby, you know, I got grandchildren, you know, I have 8 grandchildren, beautiful grandchildren today. But when they're a child, they're not thinking about, you know, dad or bills or relationships. They're just going like, hey, you know, get some candy or whatever. Yeah. And they have peaceful sleep. You know, if things are going right, things are going good. Then all of a sudden, as life begins to happen, we have to teach them that you need to be like a child. You know, Jesus says, unless you become like a child, you can't even enter into the kingdom of God. Well, enter into your success, you're going to have to get sleep. I mean, Your mother may have told you to do it. Your father may have told you to do it, you know, when you were young. But the Father God is saying, this is how you succeed in life. You're going to need to get good rest. And it's not about just finding a pillow and laying your head down. It's definitely not about sleeping on the couch in the living room.
No.
You know, and crashing under some horrific news program. But you can sleep good under BFN TV. But also, it's about actually, you know, setting yourself up for success. And we've talked about in our previous programs, but today we're going to talk about solutions.
Which is important because we've talked about the power of setting a routine where you just don't crash to bed, but you just like you power up a computer, you need to power your body down so you can prepare yourself. Watching late night news and just all this stuff and then trying to go to bed with that, that's the last thing on your mind. Well, you're going to be hearing some really neat solutions to help you. But before we do that, a lot of times we think that if we sleep less one night, you know, I got to just cram it because it just has to get done, and I'm going to do an all-nighter.
Right.
It's the weekend. I can kind of recover my sleep. I'm going to catch up on it. Does that theory actually work? Well, the sleep doctor, I'm calling him, Matthew Walker, PhD, author of Why We Sleep, is going to share with us truth regarding this theory. Take a look.
Should you use a snooze button? Well, certainly what I've said before is that regularity is critical, going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time. And certainly using alarms can help you do that. And I use the word plural there, alarms. What I mean is not to have multiple awakenings in the morning. I mean, we should all set a to bed alarm. You know, think about the time that you need to go to bed to get that 8-hour sleep opportunity, and then set the alarm maybe sort of 15 minutes before, and that's just the call. It's sort of like last orders at a bar. Now is the time to sort of start preparing to get ready for this sleep event. You can also, by the way, just sort of before sleep, in the last hour, you can sort of get into your pajamas, your sleeping clothes, brush your teeth, floss your teeth, do all of those things that end up taking away a sort of an additional 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Get those in ahead of time. But what about the snooze button, though? Unfortunately, it's probably not a good idea, because there is some data that I discuss in the book where if you look at the cardiovascular response to an alarm, it's actually quite a stressful event for your cardiovascular system. We see a spike in heart rate, stress chemicals increase. Now, it's fine to use an alarm just that one time in the morning to wake you up, but you shouldn't really be hitting the snooze button, because then you are repeatedly assaulting your cardiovascular system. And you may think, well, you know, I only hit it maybe sort of 3 or 4 times, you know, how bad is that? Well, maybe for that one day it's not bad, but if you're doing that every single day, every week, every month, every year, every decade, across a lifetime, you can imagine the type of additional cardiovascular strain that that places on people. So use the alarm, that's fine, but try to use it once and then get up and have a good day.
Think about that. How many people hit the snooze again and again? It's literally like a shock in your body. Mm. It's like shock in your heart again and again and again. And it's not a good thing to do. You're basically stressing your body. The first thing you do when you need to get up and be vibrant, what I would say is, it's just like he was saying, is that that routine that we talk about, that you need to be able to have that routine set up ahead of time. So by the time you do get to bed, you're actually sleeping, you know, you're getting ready for that sleep, so that by the time the alarm goes off, you would have gotten to sleep so you can actually get up when you actually have the alarm. That's that routine that we talk about. So hitting the snooze button can change your life.
Who knew? You know, when I was younger and I used to hit that snooze button, who knew I was having a heart attack? Because it feels like that, you know?
Right.
I don't want to get up. Right. Something about responsibility, though, that you just can't hit the snooze.
Right,
you got to get up. But I remember that moment, and I remember the tension, because it was this blaring thing, and you just wanted to stop. So you're
if you have teenagers, it's fresh on your mind today,
right?
I remember. I'm going to talk about which one of our children, but it's like turn the thing off. We have one child that could sleep all the way through the alarm, and everybody in the house knew it was going off.
I've got one of those.
But they didn't even know. Don't you? No, there's no way.
Yes, I know.
No way.
No names.
Okay. So, but think about it, that this particular, you know, wonderful child could not hear it. Everybody else could hear it. And it impacts your life, you know, learning how to get up and, of course, getting a vision, getting responsible. But hitting that snooze button makes a huge, huge difference. Well, let me tell you something. Light the Fire Again conference.
Coming up.
Yes. Don't forget to comment below, write to us. What are your encounters with the snooze button and those type of things? You know, what are some of the challenges, some of the things you've done? Some people, they say, I set four different clocks, four different places. Like, really? You know, it's about finding out how to respond to the first way. And what it is get a good night's rest. And so when the sun comes up, you're up. When the alarm goes off, you're ready to get up. The reason why you're hitting snooze is because you didn't get a good night's sleep. You're not setting yourself up for success. And there's so many distractions that can keep you up for a long time today. Well, we are going right into the solutions. The last two programs in the beginning of this program, yes, we're talking about, you know, the power of sleep, athletes, how they're actually positioning themselves for success by getting LeBron James, for example, 12 hours of sleep to be able to deal with the inflammation that happens in their body and how they're winning a $1 billion contract.
Yeah, high performance.
Yeah, high performance, that you can do that when you succeed. Well, today, right now, we're talking about the solutions. What are the solutions? John, let's talk about the first
solution.
Yes,
and these come from the National Sleep Foundation.
How to get good sleep, right?
Yes, how to get good sleep from the National Sleep Foundation. And number one is make your room a sleep haven. Keep it quiet, keep it cool, keep it dark. And get eye shades if you have to, but and black out, you know, curtains. But do whatever you got to do so that the environment of your room is a restful place. It's a peaceful place.
So you're literally paying attention to every component.
So I mean,
if you're gonna set your store up, for example, if you're gonna set your store up and you want to be able to make it appetizing to the customer and attracting to them, you're thinking about the colors, the scheme, the welcoming, the furniture. You're setting all that up, and then you think about a meal. You're gonna fix a meal. You're thinking about, you know, gonna have a nice starch and some proteins and some salads and steak, whatever it is. You're thinking about all these components. But when it comes time to sleep, people are going like, there's the pillow, there's the bed, it's just going to happen, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't just happen.
It's a whole
process. But, you know, we often talk about environment. You have an environment for your workplace. That's big for me. I've got to have, you know, windows and light and sunlight and nice things to look at. Helps my creativity. Well, you need that for your bed. You need, you know, a place that you can call a place that you know that when I come here, it's a peaceful, peaceful place.
Right.
It's like when I sit down in my abiding chair, where I sit down to read my devotions and my Bible, it's a chair that only do just that. So when I go, there's just a special, special
place. Your brain
knows.
Actually, when you get into this habit, your body's set up where it knows this is a set time, set place, set environment, and it'll immediately begin. You'll begin to yawn, for example, when you get into that environment. And if you're yawning in a different environment, maybe it's because you didn't set this environment up right. So those are some key components. So it's literally about, you know, keeping it cool, keeping it quiet. And it's not just quiet in the room, but you got to think about texture, you know, that room outside that room and what's going on. Get some eye shades, some dark curtains up, and to be able just to be peaceful, place of peace. Sometimes you can have a playlist set up that just has soft, you know, everybody's different what relaxes
them. You're leaking some solutions out already. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's some like, you know, like soft jazz is maybe playing, or maybe some, you know, white noise or some sort of beat. Somebody made like a beat type thing. I know somebody that works with us here that likes like a baby's heartbeat so that he can sleep good at night. Like, doop, doop, doop. Whatever it takes to be able, it's your body. God's designed you unique, you know, whatever it is. By the way, if you enter into sleep well, guess what you're going to have? You're not only going to have good sleep, but there's a high probability the creator of the universe is going to speak to you. Because Job 33 says, does not God speak to a man? He speaks to him in his deep sleep. End time language. In the end time move of God, the language that God's going to be using, one of it is his dreams.
Yes.
Through dreams and visions. And so, but if you're not setting yourself up to hear from God, one way you can do it is to actually get a good night's sleep. Maybe you're going to go to sleep to be able to get good directions.
And that
happens
in the fourth stage of sleep, right?
REM. I think it's called REM sleep.
REM.
Yeah.
So number two, from the Sleep Foundation, these are solutions to help you get good night's sleep. Number two is no pills, vitamins, or drinks can replace good sleep. Consuming caffeine close to bedtime can hurt your sleep, so avoid coffee, tea, chocolate, and that latte in the day. So make sure that you can get that quality of sleep. Well, I know we've mentioned this in a previous program, but Dr. Walker says that a cup of coffee in the afternoon will still be with you, part of it,
a quarter of it
by midnight. when you go to bed.
So it's like drinking a quarter cup of coffee at midnight.
So it matters what you're eating, what you're drinking.
The volume, even the volume of what you're eating and the type of food that you're eating. How long is it going to last in your digestive system?
Because your digestive system still has to go to work.
Right. So eating something really heavy at night. I mean, of course, the ideal thing, and this is not me, probably Johnny Slate does, but you know, eat something light with a salad and soup or something. That's our biggest meal of the day,
right? You can tell, yeah.
But you know, think about it. You're preparing. I mean, if you're having major issues, you got to really think about everything. You know, sleep hack. What have I got to do? Because my success will be based off my ability to use wisdom in getting that sleep I need to be able to have my brain reboot. Where he says, you know, they say go sleep on it. There's a reason why, because you're three times more likely to be able to solve a problem. Dr. Walker talked about being able to get a good night's sleep. So literally, if you're just locked up and you can't resolve something, take a nap. Michael Hyatt and Company, you know, this is how he does for this time in his life, and I love him because he tells his own personal story, is that he realizes, I have to take a nap, 30-minute nap, after I have my lunch, because I have another half of the day that I'm going to need to produce it and be productive for him. Yeah. He realized that would be the key for him. It might not be for you, but maybe, you know, 15 minutes or something. Because what happens if you do lay down, according to Dr. Walker and according to Michael Hyatt's experiences and our own experience, is that you're dumping those proteins and you're three times more likely to solve problems in the second half of your day. But maybe you can't do that. But even as a parent, by the way, you know, it's difficult when you're young, you have parents of young children. You still need to strategize how you're going to get your rest, because, you know, you will be a better parent. You don't want to be, you know, impatient. You don't want to be impractical. You want to make good decisions. You want to make real good decisions. And so you got to think about how, and sometimes trading off, sometimes just calling a friend or a family member to say,
we're
going to need to get some sleep. You can't catch up on sleep, so you have to stay on top of it. So I want to encourage the mothers and fathers that are out there that's been like 3 weeks since you got some sleep. You say, this child, oh my goodness. Well, think about how you can do that, because you're going to be a better parent and you're going to be able to resolve issues and get in with people that actually have wisdom. Success as a parent, success in relationships, success in business is a good night's sleep. Let's comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. What are your thoughts? Maybe you have some parenting issues and you have some things to learn how to get some sleep in the midst of, you know, raising children. How y'all tag team? Comment below. We'd love to be able to hear about that. Also with your business, or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And also join the VFNKB community. We have people, like-minded people like you, who want to be able to reach success in their life. They understand what Jesus said when he told us through the parable, I've given you some talents. I expect you to do something when I get back. The guy who kept the talents that God gave him and did nothing with it, it didn't end well for him. I know a lot of people are saying a lot of things out there in society, but just read the word, what God says. That's why I wrote the book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, because I want to partner with you for your success, because your success is my success. My success is your success, and our success together is kingdom success.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We got five. We want to be able to give you five hacks real quick, like before we close this program out. John, what's the next one?
Number two, consistent sleep. Schedule and establish a bed and wake time and stick to it. That's important.
Schedule it and stick to it. Very good.
Number three, don't drink or eat or exercise within a few hours of bedtime. Again, these are from the National Sleep Foundation. Number four, try keeping a diary or to-do list. If you do jot notes down before you go to sleep, you'll be less likely to stay awake and worried all night. So that's a big thing. Write some things down.
Keep it close to the bed. If something comes up, write it down and pass it back.
Absolutely. Number five, turn on some soaking or worship music in your bedroom. Create an environment that's peaceful and welcome the Holy Spirit in your bedroom. It's a lot of peace, a great place to sleep. And number six, pray. If you can't sleep, use a prayer list. Maybe there's five or four things that you can pray for at night.
Write down our name and pray for us.
Pray for us. We need prayer.
Pray
for the family. Pray for the needs that are going on in your family, in your church, and in our nation. But you'll find that you'll get a good night's rest if you can't sleep. Pray.
And Matthew 8:24 says what?
Yes, and behold, there rose a great storm and on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. Jesus was asleep. And here's Ecclesiastes 5:12 for you. Sweet is the sleep of a laborer, whether he eats a little or much, But the full stomach of the rich will not let him sleep.
So hard work.
Hard work.
Working hard.
Yes.
You know, getting out there and just doing the hard work, and that makes a big, big difference. And a lot of our work today is like not that physical type of work. You know, there are people that are watching around the world that do, but it's technical and it's different kind of work.
It's not labor physical intensive.
It's not labor intensive. Listen, these are great hacks, great success. The power of sleep. Such a powerful time we've had in these last three programs. We are so glad you joined us. I want to be able to pray with you before we actually close this out. Father God, I pray a blessing and speak
yes.
sweet sleep over our audience so they have great success, God. Give them supernatural abilities to sleep good. Speak to them in their sleep, Father God. Encourage them. Teach the whole family how to sleep, God, that their relationships will be better, that their work will be better, that their ministry will be better. I bless them. And dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.